Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you'll be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, at optimistic.tv, we have officially begun releasing the first few episodes of our new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video variety talk show, Optimistic, which features live visionary art, soul share interviews, retreat guests here at the Mystic Manor, as well as live musical performances. I'm also super excited to announce that we are currently making plans to release the rest of season one on my personal favorite online streaming service. So stay tuned to optimistic.tv to follow the unfolding development of this exciting Optimistic expansion, as we'll be posting more info and release dates there soon. And in the meantime, be sure to check out, of course, the first few episodes at optimistic.tv as well. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. It is a magical Monday here in the studio as we record, as I record. As you listen, who knows when it is, where it is, but I hope it is a magical now moment for you guys. Tuning your beautiful brainwaves in. Today I am going to read again from the 23 essays I've been periodically reading from by Emmett Fox. And Emmett Fox, it's the original one. It's called The Golden Key and 22 Additional Essays. And for those of you who've been following along with this, they're very, very short, but very powerful, potent, you know, perspectives from like 1931 he wrote this. And I came across Emmett's work after a very powerful dream I had a few months ago with a download on this new book that I'm almost done writing. I've been writing every day. It's just been like flowing out and so much synchronicity around it. It like literally, I haven't been sharing a lot of it, but it's been next level. I mean, even, you know, the last 2 days, it just keeps unfolding. And yeah, that's how I found the Golden Key. This, because that's what the name of my new book is going to be. And then yeah, there's a lot of overlap with what Emmett was doing 100 years ago and what my idea is for kind of gamifying the book and everything like that. So I decided a reader urged me to read the rest of the essays and thought they would be perfect on the show. And they were right. They're really, really good. And so today I'm going to read a couple of them. Just see how you know, they're all very short. And then just, you know, I'm going to give some feedback and insight on what we've just read. The fun thing about this is I haven't read ahead. So I've just been kind of reading with you guys and then kind of sharing in real time my perspectives on what Emmett broke down in his essays. And so today, I'm definitely going to read at least two of them, maybe more depending on how the time unfolds. The first one is called Prophecy for Yourself. The second one is called The Key of Destiny. And yeah, we'll see how those go after I read them and how far we get, and kind of just play it by ear. I like to plan as little as possible, so in case you haven't noticed. And see, it allows for, you know, when we plan less and just have like a loose guideline, it allows for more you know, more flow and more synchronicity and things to unfold that maybe you couldn't count on. So yeah, so first, this is one of the essays by Emmett Fox. Prophecy for Yourself. Here we go. Thoughtless people sometimes say that our affirmations and meditations are foolish because we state what is not so. To claim that my body is well or being healed when it is not is only to tell a lie, said one distinguished man some years ago. This is to misunderstand the whole principle. We affirm the harmony that we seek in order to provide the subconscious with a blueprint of the work to be done. When you decide to build a house, you purchase a vacant piece of ground, and then your architect prepares drawings of a complete house. Actually, of course, there is no such house on the lot today, but you would not think of saying that the architect was drawing a lie. He is drawing what is to be in order that it may be. So we build in thought the conditions that will later come into manifestation on the physical plane. To wait like Mr. Micawber for things to turn up is foolish, because you will probably die before they do so. What is your intelligence for if not to be used in building the kind of life that you want? Very primitive men in prehistoric times rejoiced when they found food growing anywhere, and then they waited, perhaps for years, until they happened to find another crop. Today, we use our intelligence and plant in good time the actual crops that we want, and the amount that we may consider necessary. We do not sit about hoping that wheat or barley may fortunately come up somewhere. If we did that, civilization would collapse. And then at the bottom, there's a little, the Micawber, like he referenced, is Wilkins Micawber is a fictional character from Charles Dickens' 1850 novel, David Copperfield. Always in debt, yet recklessly cheerful, cheery and blindly optimistic. So, yeah, this is a great topic, and it's one we've talked about before. This idea of, you know, affirmations being lies to ourselves. It's great. Every time I read one of these, it's like, oh, yeah, this is something that we've touched on some way, shape, or form over the 5 years on the show. And he's on to it. You know, the way we've examined it before in the show is, you know, to say, I am rich, you know, I am wealthy, these affirmations. Then there's a part of yourself that instantly is saying, BS, you're lying, you know, not true. And so it creates like friction or static, or, you know, to counter, you're offering one vibration, then you're offering another at a more subconscious level. So one of the things that we've examined on the show before is, instead of saying, I am this, I am in the process of becoming. I am inevitably going to have and attract more wealth. I am getting the new job. I'm in the process of aligning myself. So it's the same as Emmett's talking about here. Is like when you lay out the foundation to build a house, it's not a lie to say, I am building this house. I am ultimately going to be in this house, right? And so you first, everything has to start with this powerful imagination. So these slight adjustments in the way that we're affirming and co-creating our reality with everything is started as in the imagination, as I am going to, you know, go through the process of unlocking and manifesting X, Y, Z, whatever it is. Everything you've ever seen starts that way, right? So don't get too caught up on, you know, yes, be it to see it, right? As I often say, be it vibrationally and feel what it'll feel like. It's okay to play, you know, use that powerful imagination that we were taught to shut down to create more of what we want to see in our world, right? And having the right perspective on it is going to make all the difference to prophesying, you know, prophesying, I don't know, something like that for yourself. It's going to make all the difference knowing that, okay, it's okay that I'm in the process. The reality is we're all in the process of becoming literally the most powerful divine. We're merging back with that which we departed from when we stepped into physicality, which is source, God, higher self, the universe, whatever you want to call it. That is the inevitable outcome of your journey, right? Merging back. You know, and it begins, if there is such a thing as a beginning and an end, right? You're going to start back where you departed from originally, from the source, as one with it all. And this is your inevitable evolution. And so when you can sort of start tapping into that without all the you know, judgment that you're, well, I'm not there yet, and therefore it's a lie, and, you know, all of those sorts of things. You know, from another perspective, it's all happening in the eternal now. So on some other channel, it is already manifested. So getting creative with your way of playing and looking at this stuff is super, super helpful. And the more you can be childlike in your play, the more imaginative and innocent and fun, and, you know, not getting so serious about it and trying to like make it so logical, the better, right? When we're creating, logic certainly doesn't rule over the creative spark that is within you, right? That is like the thing that this sort of less tangible thing. It's, you know, sort of the opposite of something like mathematics, right? Your creativity. So tapping into that part of yourself, the right side of your brain, in a sense, right? The more creative side. Okay, let's move on. This is The Key of Destiny, the next little essay. Here are a few great laws that govern all thinking, Just as there are a few fundamental laws in chemistry and physics and in mechanics, for example. We know that thought control is the key of destiny, and in order to learn thought control, we have to know and understand these laws, just as a chemist has to understand the laws of chemistry, and the electrician has to know the laws of electricity. One of the great mental laws is the law of substitution. This means that the only way to get rid of a certain thought is to substitute another one for it. You cannot dismiss a thought directly. You can do so only by substituting another one for it. On the physical plane, this is not the case. You can drop a book or a stone by simply opening your hand and letting it go. But with thought, this will not work. If you wanted to dismiss a negative thought, the only way to do so is to think of something positive and constructive. It is as though in order, let us say, to drop a pencil, it were necessary to put a pen or a book or a stone into your hand, when the pencil would fall away. If I say to you, "Do not think of the Statue of Liberty," of course you immediately think of it. If you say, "I am not going to think of the Statue of Liberty," that is thinking of it. But now, having thought of it, if you become interested in something else, say, by turning on the radio, you forget all about the Statue of Liberty, and this is a case of substitution. It sometimes happens that negative thoughts seem to besiege you in such force that you cannot overcome them. This is what is called a fit of depression, or a fit of worry, or perhaps even a fit of anger. In such a case, the best thing to do is to go and find someone to talk to on any subject, or to go to a good movie or play, or read an interesting book, say a good novel or biography or travel book, or something of that kind. If you sit down to fight the negative tide, you will probably succeed only in amplifying it. Turn your attention to something quite differently, refusing steadfastly to think of or rehearse the difficulty. And later on, after you have completely gotten away from it, you can come back with confidence and handle it by spiritual treatment. I say unto you that you resist not evil. Matthew 5:39. So, yeah, we talk about this one all the time too, right? What you resist persists. What you accept, you move through. So instead of fighting against something, fighting against anything, turn your attention away from the direction that you want to go. Abraham talks about this often when Abraham says, look, you know, you don't even need to get it right necessarily or figure out which direction you want to go. The stream is moving so rapidly as it is. You just need to stop swimming upstream and the current will take you where you're supposed to go. So finding and looking for, you know, a different thought, reaching for something, and you're not going to go. If you're really in a depressed or anxious state, it's going to be hard to go from, okay, one end of the spectrum to all the way the other where you're super optimistic and happy in 2 seconds flat, right? Instead, start reaching for more neutral thoughts, something that's maybe not as heavy, you know, slightly, you know, more neutral. And you'll find yourself slowly building momentum out of it by focusing somewhere else to something that's a little different, something that's more neutral. You don't have to go super, super far. Instead of saying, nope, the water's not hot, it's cold, you can start focusing on, maybe the water's just, you know, sort of warm, right? It's in between. It's not one or the other. And focusing and finding ways to reach for those neutral thoughts. Stop resisting. Finding something to distract your attention. So often we get so caught up on these thoughts and things, and really what we need most of all, there's nothing hardly a good night's sleep doesn't fix. For me, what I found is if I'm under-rested, it makes everything more challenging. You know, finding, making the time for getting the sleep that you need, making the time for some self-care, sitting down to meditate, right? Even so many people get so in their head about meditation and making it this big, big deal. You know, just the act of saying, I am going to do whatever my version of attempting to meditation is, if it's sitting here and, you know, just watching all these crazy thoughts go through, fine. But sitting there with intention to, you know, quiet the mind and observe the thoughts, that is meditation. You're doing it. And just setting that intention, I believe strongly sets powerful forces in motion to take you in a direction that you want to go. So take 5 minutes. You don't have to eat an elephant in one sitting, right? You just start doing little things to shift the vibration, to shift the momentum. And that's really what a lot of times depressed states and negativity and so forth is just, is just momentum that's just built up, and you're just continuing to play along. You're believing that your thoughts are you. Instead, if you can create that separation by just observing them, it's going to be super, super helpful. All right, we got another. I'm going to do one. We got time for one more. This one's really short. It's called The Law of Circulation. The law of circulation is a cosmic law. That means that it is true everywhere and on all planes. The law is that constant rhythmical movement is necessary to health and harmony. Now, the opposite of circulation is congestion, and it may be said that all sickness, inharmony, or trouble of any kind is really due to some form of congestion. If you think this subject out for yourself, you'll be fascinated to find how generally true it is and in what unexpected places it appears. Much ill health is due to emotional congestion. This leads to congestion of the nerve, blood, and lymphatic fluids, producing disease. The depression belief under which the contrary labored for 10 years was a case of congestion. There was plenty of raw material, machinery, and skill in a very widespread demand for goods, but a case of congestion occurred. The Dust Bowl trouble and its allied misfortune, the floods, is, of course, an example of congestion. War itself is really due to frustrated circulation on many planes of existence. Some students of metaphysics shut their minds to the reception of new truth, and this always produces mental congestion and a failure to demonstrate. You should treat yourself 2 or 3 times a week for free circulation on all planes by claiming that God is bringing this about. So, law of circulation, great one. You know, a body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest, right? That's physics. So, another great thing. You feeling, you know, off, depressed? It's amazing what getting proper sleep, sunlight, and just moving your body will do. It's huge to change your state. It literally, holding your hands over your head, like next to your ear straight up for like 2 minutes, completely changes the chemicals being released in your brain. This is like such a powerful, simple, get out and get some sunlight. Vitamin D, they find that everyone who's sick is a deficient in vitamin D. Everyone, which is actually not even a vitamin. It's more of like a hormone. It's this unique thing where that we actually absorb from the sun that's is fundamental to our health on all levels as anything we know of. They're finding more and more, like COVID, same thing, vitamin D. It's like the number one thing to focus on with all illness. So are you getting vitamin D? Are you getting in the sunlight in every day and taking in vitamin D? I mean, you can obviously take supplements too, but sunlight and movement and sleep, that is the ultimate prescription for if you're feeling off. And if you're not doing those things, do that before any doctor visit. I mean, that's like first and foremost. Not to say you shouldn't go to the doctor, whatever's going on with you, but first and foremost, those are three things that are going to make a real, real difference. So, you know, oftentimes the simplest solution is the solution, right? And so, you know, we get so complicated with things and look at those very fundamental base level things to change everything about, creating our own prophecy, unlocking our own destiny, circulating the energy. We're doing it. You're doing it. I am so proud of you for continuing to show up and you know, just like the meditation, just by showing up and listening to this podcast, you're making an energetic statement to the universe. I care. I want to improve myself. I'm going to, you know, yesterday does not define who I am. Every moment is another chance to turn it all around. You are literally popping the particles that make up your atoms are literally popping in and out of existence every moment. You're being flickered into existence anew every now moment. And so the other thing, quit carrying the past with you, dragging it like a heavy ball and chain that you just, speaking of Charles Dickens, I think of Marley, Ebenezer Scrooge's, Jacob Marley, his partner, if you've ever seen A Christmas Carol, one of my favorite all-time movies and stories. I love it. It's so good. You know, Jacob Marley's dragging, he comes back as a spirit, dragging this chain with him throughout eternity that he forged in life with his selfishness and negativity. And a lot of us are doing that now. We don't need to be ghosts to be dragging the Marley-esque chain forward. You're doing it now. And just put that down. It's not necessary. You did what you did. What happened, happened. And everyone has done the best that they can based on their view of the world at the time of the decisions, of the choices that they made. And thankfully, you're continuing to evolve. That is, you know, to judge yourself for something that you did a day ago, a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, 20 years ago, is just doesn't make any sense when you understand that you're a constant evolving soul and being, and you're shifting rapidly. Your perspective is expanding rapidly. Just look at how much your perspective has changed in the last year, you know, much less 5 years, right? And that's going to continue. So go easy on yourself. Be kind to yourself. It's the greatest act you can really commit is kindness and self-love. Another key part of all of this, right? Speaking of love, a reminder, you know, of love is this song by Trevor Hall, who was on the show many months back. If you want to check out his music, if you haven't, you're in for a treat. This is a remix of the song Reminder by East Forest, Trevor Hall, the, you know, primary artist here. If you like it, you might want to go back and check out my interview with him, Soul Share with him, maybe a year or so ago. Till next time, hope you enjoy this reminder. Journey well. Love you so, so much. Also, before we cue up today's song, I wanted to remind you about the Game with the Universe on our website, where you can choose the first number that comes to your mind and it'll pull up that episode number of the podcast. I've been saying this is a great way to co-create synchronicity and magic with your higher self for quite some time. And if you go to positivehead.com/universe, there is a super fun and simple interface to play this game with your higher self. I firmly believe just by setting the intention to play in this way, it opens up the door for magic, and it's a synchronistic way to hone in on nuggets of wisdom out of the huge catalog of episodes that are specifically appropriate for you at this time in your journey to becoming the next greatest and greatest version of yourself. And it also makes for a super fun way to spark the curiosity of friends and family by having them choose a number. So they'll hopefully go and check out their number as well, which I greatly appreciate because it helps us to spread the word about the podcast. Once again, the address is positivehead.com/universe. And as a quick reminder, if you're curious to learn more about Purium Superfoods and why I take them almost every day, be sure to also check out positivehead.com/transformation. On this journey of becoming the next greatest and grandest version of ourselves that we have all embarked upon, I cannot stress the importance of managing your physical vibration enough. And quite honestly, Purium has put together the simplest plan I've found to do so. I have my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, at least 5 times a week. Once again, to learn more about the Purium Transformation, go to positivehead.com/transformation. Or if you want to keep it simple and just try out my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, you can go straight over to ishoppurium.com and be sure to use code POSITIVEHEAD for 25% off. I'll spell that for you. It's ishoppurium.com. And be sure to use your Positive Head 25% coupon code.
Reflection, the embers. They drew out a map and they showed you direction. Your sender is far in the east where your heart is at peace when you enter. My love is just a reminder, find your center. My love is just a reminder, find your center. My love is just a reminder. Just a reminder, find your center.
morning, sunlight at dawn, and cracks on the floor, well, it served as a warning. Everything's changing, I'll rearrange it. So familiar, so amazing. Hopped in the car, drove to the mountains, cows in the street, prayer be to accounting. There was the river, eternal giver, flowing forever. Remember, find your center. My love is just a reminder, find your center. My love is just a reminder. My love is just a reminder, find your center. My love is just a reminder. Start to fade, take a look within, find your offering, hold it to the sun, let your spirit run, remember, remember, find your center. My love is just a reminder, find your center. My love is just a reminder. My love is just a reminder, find your center. My love is just a reminder. My love is just a reminder, find your center. My love is just a reminder. My love is just a reminder, find your center. My love is just a reminder.